Maybe you aren't cursed by urgency. I am, and so is a student. I was dismayed to find that the wonderful writing of this promising student was riddled with unattributed quotes. Plagiarism. It's such an ugly, sad, and troublesome word, and worse, a phenomenon to confront. Confront it I did. The student's response was contrite and regretful, and what this awesome student offered by way of explanation was that they had a whole lot of work and were under a lot of pressure to get things done. I wrote what follows to the student, and as I did, I realized I was writing a powerfully critical analysis of my past and issuing myself an invitation for the million moments of presence I hope lie before me. Perhaps there's wisdom not only for the student, for me, but also for you, in this time which conspires against us to create hurry, haste, and urgency at every turn. Here's what I wrote. The one point I want to make as a much older guy to a superbly promising younger person, be careful about being in a hurry. Pressure is an explanation, but does not excuse behavior. All of my biggest mistakes in life, from small ones, inadvertently copying the wrong person on an email or not copying someone important, to dangerous mistakes, a car accident while in a frenetic hurry to get to a softball game, to the serious moral mistakes I regret, have all stemmed from hurry. And I see this fierce urgency in you. The upside of your first generation urge to prove yourself and give pride to your parents is drive. I had and have it as you do. I work my ass off, as you put it. But there is a wicked side to my urgency to prove myself that has caused me to betray my best self. For example, I have compromised my cherished inclusiveness as I've made hasty decisions without asking for a partner's input. I have sacrificed my kindness when I have felt I must make my point and jumped on someone verbally, too often a sibling or close family member. And perhaps worst of all, I've sometimes even betrayed my integrity when I have ignored the still small voice that says, hang on, and I instead rush to fix some potentially embarrassing or painful problem. So my coaching, I could see by this point I was coaching me as much as the student, is twofold. First, notice the hurry. You did such a tremendous job at sorting through the offer from that company. It was a big decision, and you deliberated and got advice. Your reward was wisdom and likely avoiding a whole lot of pain down that road. Follow that best self of yours. Watch when there is urgency and see if you can calmly ask, is this really urgent? Second, see if you can in that moment assert to yourself that you have nothing to prove. This is life's hardest lesson. For the driven, there is an urgency. As I've unpacked my fierce urgency and fierce ambition over decades now, I think it comes from a sense of lack. I must prove something. And I've wondered, to whom? My deceased dad? To his bosses who made him feel less than? To his parents who were immigrants and were made to feel like outsiders? Must I prove that I am fully the insider who has arrived and proven the American dream? To my parents, who spread their love among seven of us, but perhaps left me and all the others a little insecure about our comparative worth? To God, who took my baby brother from his crib, and therefore must be a dangerous judging God? I don't really know what the source of the need to prove is, probably all of the above. 1,000 times in life I have had to or been able to say, it's a mystery, but I'm good and I have nothing to prove. I do create, I will create. I love doing good and doing well and being recognized when I do, but I don't need to prove it. I can create out of my blessed wealth and health rather than out of some panicked fear that I have something to prove. I don't know if this makes sense to you. It is probably the greatest wisdom of my life, and I am as much teaching it back to me as I am preaching it to you from on high. You are a good person, X, and you will do great things as you live the personal philosophy you have written about. That's the end of my message to the student, and I close with these simple lines. The student will live as he will live. For my part, one, I'm watching for urgency. Two, breathing deeper and slower. And three, affirming that whatever the seeming hurry or dangerous consequences, four, I'm okay. And five, I'm best when I lead myself to my best self.